WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, dopamine hackers. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something super important. Building resilience. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs your way, one after another? Like you're constantly trying to keep up with a never-ending game of whack-a-mole? Trust me, you're not alone. We all go through setbacks, big and small. But here's the thing. It's not about avoiding those curveballs, it's about learning how to bounce back stronger than ever. We're talking about building the inner superpower, that mental toughness that allows us to navigate life's challenges with grace and grit. Because let's face it, resilience isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving, even when things get tough. So buckle up, dopamine hackers, because we're about to unlock the secrets to becoming unbreakable. First things first. Accept that setbacks are a part of life. They are inevitable. Trying to avoid them is like trying to stop the tide. It's just not going to happen. Instead, shift your perspective. See those setbacks as opportunities for growth, learning experiences that shape you into the amazing person you're meant to be. Next up, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. You wouldn't berate a friend who tripped and felt right. So why do we treat ourselves so harshly when we stumble? Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's how we learn and grow. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer your best friend. Now let's talk about building that support system. We're not meant to go through this crazy journey called life alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who believe in you even when you doubt yourself. Connect with friends, family, or a community that shares your values. Remember, those strong connections can be your anchor when the waves get rough. Another key ingredient is learning to reframe negative thoughts. You know that voice in your head that says things like, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough? Challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Often, our negativity bias can distort reality. Practice replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and realistic self-talk. Remember, you are capable, strong, and worthy of amazing things. Finally, never underestimate the power of action. When we feel stuck in a rut or overwhelmed by setbacks, it's easy to want to just curl up and stay there. But taking small steps forward can make a world of difference. Start with something manageable, even if it's just 5 minutes of exercise, a quick phone call with a loved one, or tackling that one small task you've been avoiding. Those little wins add up. Remember, progress, no matter how small, is still progress. Okay, dopamine hackers, imagine this. You finally landed your dream job, but on day two, you realize the workload is insane and you're drowning in tasks. Your inner critic starts whispering doubts. You're not cut out for this, you're going to fail. But wait. You remember our chat today about resilience. You take a deep breath, practice some self-compassion, and reach out to your supportive colleagues for help. You reframe those negative thoughts by reminding yourself that you landed the job for a reason, you have the skills and determination to succeed. Then, you break down the overwhelming workload into smaller, manageable tasks and start tackling them one step at a time. See? You're already bouncing back. So remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a whole lot of grit. But trust me, dopamine hackers, it's the most valuable superpower you can cultivate. Now go out there and own your challenges. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, don't forget to share it with your friends and family who could use a dose of resilience inspiration. And leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others discover the show and join our awesome community. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine spirals and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.